G7 finance ministers are being called on to endorse total debt cancellation for the world's poorest nations. The ministers are scheduled to meet in Washington, D.C. October 1st. Supporters of the proposal say if poor nations spend less money on debt relief, they can spend more fighting HIV/AIDS and other diseases. The supporters presented their case in an international teleconference. In 1996, the World Bank and the IMF began HIPIC, the Highly Indebted Poor Countries Initiative. According to officials, the aim was to reduce debts to sustainable levels for poor countries that pursue economic and social policy reforms. Supporters of HIPIC say it has greatly reduced the debt burden of poor countries, but critics say it has not gone far enough. When G7 finance ministers meet in Washington, they are expected to consider a U.S. proposal for 100% debt cancellation for over 30 countries. It has the support of such groups as Jubilee USA Network. Marie Clark is the national coordinator.
When a country has more access to their own resources through debt relief, they use this money extremely well. And the latest HIPIC report of the IMF and the World Bank shows that on average, eligible countries have at least doubled poverty reduction expenditures since 1999. However, the HIPIC program's extensive conditions have been counterproductive for impoverished country development, and the debt relief has been too slow for too few countries and with too many burdensome obstacles.
Another longtime proponent of debt cancellation is Jeffrey Sachs, special advisor to the United Nations and director of the Columbia University Earth Institute. He says money that should be invested in healthcare has been funneled off to repay debts.
These are countries that are broke. Charging them debt is killing their people. Asking them to repay the debt so that the World Bank can lend them the same money or lend some other impoverished country their money makes no sense. The only thing that makes sense is the net transfer of resources from rich to poor countries, not the transfer of resources from impoverished countries to other impoverished countries.
One of the countries now in the HIPIC program is Zambia. Its president, Levi Mwanawasa, told the UN General Assembly that despite HIPIC, debt continues to consume increasing amounts of national incomes. He says HIPIC has problems that prevent countries from taking full advantage of it. Agreeing with the Zambian leader is Father Peter Henriot, director of the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection. Father Henriot, who spent 15 years in Zambia, says the country's debt stands at $6.5 billion. He says there are three basic problems with HIPIC.
First of all, the HIPIC approach is based upon a sustainable debt being defined not in terms of how much money does the country need to service its people, but how much must be gathered through export earnings to service debt. The second thing is that the HIPIC comes with a lot of conditionalities, liberalization, that simply so often ignores, the social consequences. And thirdly, even with HIPIC resources, even with HIPIC reducing some of the debt stock, Zambia will still be paying some $120 to $150 million each year on debt servicing.
Father Henriot says debt cancellation would help in the fight against HIV/AIDS in Zambia, where 15% to 20% of the population is infected. Sharon Ann Lynch of the group Health Gap says debt cancellation would save lives.
We know that people are dying needlessly, on the order of 8,200 people every day due to lack of access to AIDS treatment. We know that 6 million people currently are in immediate need of clinical therapy with antiretroviral drugs. We know that the current programs to fight AIDS and provide ARV therapy are not good enough or big enough. So what we are saying is that our only hope now is to free up the money that is now used for debt servicing, for treatment scale-up.
Despite the U.S. position, there's no guarantee all the other G7 nations, which include Britain, Canada, Japan, France, Germany, and Italy, would go along with it. A number have voiced reservations. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.